Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's podcast is simple and brief. What is BDSM counseling? And what is BDSM counseling not? Okay? I think the reason that I need to make this podcast is because BDSM counseling officially is not a thing. I had never heard of it until I started using the term. It's not important to me to say that I coined it, but it is important to note that this is something that is new and that I pull together. I've been doing it over the past 3 years or so, and what I do is I group BDSM with counseling. I'm not a licensed counselor. I am an experienced BDSM dominatrix or dominatrix who happens to be involved in the BDSM lifestyle. Counseling. Why counseling? Well, counseling sort of came into this because my clients would come to me and say, you know, I want to have fun. I want to learn more about the lifestyle. I want to explore this or that fetish. And I would see that my clients weren't ready for that. Maybe what they were doing was trying to project something onto me or onto other people. Maybe they were trying to create a sense of belonging. Maybe they were trying to be distracted. And so naturally, I was inclined to help them work through these things while we engaged in BDSM. And so sessions became about play along with this sort of cathartic work of the soul. And that's how BDSM counseling, Mistress Elisa style, came about. So what is BDSM counseling in terms of the way that I engage in the practice? One, it is an opportunity for you to be heard. It's an opportunity for you to get it all out, to say what you need to say what you mean, and mean what you say, to not have to sugarcoat it, to not have to disguise it or hide or use flowery terms so that, you know, you can paint a picture that doesn't, that is not an accurate portrayal of what is your truth. It's about a place for you to be heard and for you to explore your truth and share it, to connect with another person. BDSM counseling is about having a place where you can be accepted for who you are. That sounds a bit cliche-ish, right? Like, come as you are. We accept you for who you are. But a lot of times what's happening is we are focusing on the external, you know, personality traits, you know, how the person stands or how they smile or what their laugh is like. You know, think like, oh, this is me. This is my personality. This is who I am. But what I find is that a lot of times human beings have a way of portraying themselves to the world and saying, this is who I am, but it's not necessarily their truth, which is why you get the public version of someone and then you get the private version of someone. And the two usually do not meet. So who is your daytime / public persona? And who are you behind closed doors when the public's eye is not on you? When your neighbors can't see or hear you? When your colleagues or your employees or employers do not have access to you? Who are you then? In the BDSM counseling sessions, you are able to be who you are. You get to take off the Superman cape and be you. But it goes a little bit deeper than even what I just said, because a lot of times people don't know who they are. If you are seeking counseling in BDSM, then what you're doing is trying to figure out who you are, why you're here, what your triggers are, what makes you tick. You're trying to heal. You're trying to be okay. You're trying to stop cheating on your wife. You're trying to stop gambling away your children's future because you're addicted to your dick and paying for prostitutes. I mean, it goes a lot deeper. So it's not about the actions. It's about what compels you. It's about what drives you. BDSM counseling is a place for you to be held accountable. It's a place for you to have at least one person who is not a yes man or a yes woman. Ironically, I just had a call with a new client who probably is not a client anymore, and that happens quite often. What happens is the person wants to hear what they want to hear. They want to get what they want to get. But the problem is that they're not calling an actress. I'm not an actress, people. I will tune into you, and I will work my way into the very depths of your being and see what's going on, and I will tell you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to prolong the call just to milk you for another 10 minutes. Not a good analogy. I could have used better wording there, but I'm not going to try to take more money from you and keep you on the phone a little bit longer by smiling and being giggly and, you know, trying to caress your ego. I'm not going to do that. I'm a straight shooter. I get straight to the point. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And when people don't like that, they go away. And that is their prerogative. I'm not here to help people who are so thin-skinned that they need a yes man, a yes woman. I am here to help people understand that you didn't get in this position because you were... Let's reword that. You're in this position because you never wanted to be uncomfortable. And so as you try to come out of your addictive patterns, you're trying to do so in the same way that you got into the addictive pattern. It was pretty damn comfortable working your way into that downward spiral. It felt good. It kept your attention. You know, you just kept going and kept going further and further and further down the rabbit hole. Well, there's this thing called gravity, and it applies to addictive patterns. Working your way downhill is pretty damn effortless. You're not a victim. It didn't happen to you. You're doing it to yourself, but it's pretty damn easy to slide downward. But climbing up out of the rabbit hole takes work, guys. And so you have to be brave enough to look in the mirror. You have to be brave enough to say what is there, to say what you're feeling, you know, to not talk about your fantasies and how you get triggered by them. But you actually have to work on getting in touch with your feelings and your truth. Now, your feelings are not your desires. You know, I want my dick to be hard. I want her ass to look like this. I want this fetish to be played out, or this fantasy to be played out in this manner. That's not talking about your feelings. That's you engaging and triggering yourself. So, accountability. Accountability is about keeping your focus. It's about being a person of integrity and of truth. BDSM counseling, according to the way that Mistress Elisa does it, is a place for you to grow, to be challenged, and to maximize your potential. Isn't that fulfilling? Sure, your dick can get hard, and it's great to get off. But to maximize your potential, is truly fulfilling. Connecting with another human being is truly fulfilling. Think about it, guys. When you are at the end of your time here, you're not going to be thinking about your dick, more than likely. Well, maybe some of you will. But what's really going to stand out to you, if you can imagine yourself at the end of all of this, you're going to be thinking about what you accomplished, what you did, what type of impact you made on the world around you. Did you waste your 60, 70, 80, 30, 40 years? Did you waste them just chasing another high? Or did you do something amazing with your life? Did you maximize your potential? And when I say amazing, I don't mean, you know, you become Bill Gates. I mean, there's only one Bill Gates. But did you become that father, you know, whose children just adore him and who have amazing memories of him? Did you treat your wife or husband so well that he or she just will always hold a special place for you in their heart? Will you even be missed? Some of you are living your lives in such a way that you will not even be missed. Is your dick worth that? Is a sexual high worth that? This is a place for you to be challenged, to grow, and to maximize your potential. Again, I'm a straight shooter. I say it like I see it. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And I don't, my intention is not to be mean, but my intention is to be direct. And if you can't handle someone who is direct, then this is the wrong place for you. Yeah. All right. And you know, just as it's important for you to know your truth and to live your truth, I can tell you that that is mine. I do not babysit. I do not coddle. Because coddling someone who has worked their way into a deep addiction, it's not going to help. Sure, I can coddle you and distract you for weeks, months, and maybe even years. I can milk you and take quite a bit of your money. But for me, that's not fulfilling. It is only fulfilling if you are getting something out of the situation. If you are growing, if you are becoming fulfilled, that is why I'm here as a counselor. Okay? So, there are no games. You're not allowed to play games with me, and I will not play games with you. BDSM counseling is an opportunity for you to become, I already touched on this, but I'll say it again more clearly, to become a better father, a better husband, a better man or woman. Transgenders, transsexuals are welcome. For you to be a better human being. The thing about alpha males and extreme power players, and those are who my clients are, is that you get to the top of your game because you have this focus on what you're doing. You have this confidence in yourself. You are able to think and speak in such a way that you can get where you want to be. You can accomplish what you want to accomplish. You can get from the other person what you want to get from them. But do you see, in that scenario, you are orchestrating things. You are working hard. It is hard work being an alpha male, because you have to get certain things, you have to impress certain people, you have to achieve a certain status, and then you have to keep all of that stuff. maintaining it, keeping it, is just as hard as it was to get it, if not harder. Because now many people are watching you. Now you have acquired more stuff. And I don't mean cars and boats, but more stuff. Your reputation. There's an image. There's a way that people see you, and there are certain things that they expect from you. In order to keep those things intact, you are working your ass off. You are working around the clock. You know, is there a time for you to take your cape off and just be? And so what happens is the father is wearing the Superman cape. The husband is wearing the Superman cape. The human being is wearing the Superman cape. This cape starts to become really heavy. It becomes a burden at times, because there is this side of you that wants to get out. There's this part of you that wants to be heard, that wants to express yourself, that really gets tired of having to suppress, and smile and pretend. Yeah. So what does it mean to be a better father, husband, lover, human being, man? It doesn't mean that you act better. It doesn't mean that you put on a better show. It means you get in touch with the truth of who you are. You get in touch with your core being. You own it and you live it. No more pretending. No more putting on a show. You find out who you are and you live it. Okay, let's talk briefly about what BDSM counseling is not. BDSM counseling is not an opportunity for you to contact me and to try to control or manipulate me. I don't play emotional games. I don't play power games. I don't engage in power struggles. I do not accept abuse, verbal, physical, emotional. I just don't play those types of games. That's a game to me. Because the only time that you engage in that type of interaction is because you have something to prove. Well, you have nothing to prove here. What you do here in this space is you come as you are. You get in touch with your truth, you open yourself, you are vulnerable, and you start your work. You will absolutely be angry with me, I can tell you that. You will not always like what I have to say. You may not always like the way that I say it. I am not some giggly princess who is here to appease you. That is not going to happen here. Again, straight shooter. My hand is up in the air. That's me. I'm here to help you to work and to get things done. BDSM counseling is not a place for you to power trip. Again, there's nothing for you to prove. BDSM counseling is not a place that you come to when you're horny. You might be horny when you come to me, but you're not coming to me because you're horny. You're coming to me because you have work to do. And because of the nature of your addiction or, the things that cause you concern, you will likely be triggered even at the thought of calling me. But do not project that onto me. Do not try, do not even attempt to task me with giving you sexual pleasure or getting you off. It's not going to happen. There is a counselor side to me and there is a dominatrix side to me. And those two come together, and they're always, always together. So there's not one or the other. You're speaking with both. A very clear-headed, precise, decisive dominatrix. Now, the thing that makes me a little bit different is that, and this is not just as in counseling mode, but just in general, I don't have anything to prove as a dom. So I don't need to prove to you that I am this or I'm that. The reason that I'm here is to help. So when you come to me, you can leave all of that other stuff outside. Judgment, expectations. Actually, there will be some expectation. You expect to get a certain service. I expect you to be open and honest and sincere. There will be some sense of expectation. But in terms of wanting me to do things that are outside the scope of my work, you don't want to bring that. You don't want to pay for me to tell you that that's not going to fly with me. You don't want to do that. All right, guys. So this has been an overview of what BDSM counseling, Mistress Elisa style, is all about. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. But I think my website would definitely serve you better. Go to the website. Listen to what my guys have to say. Listen to my podcasts. Read my blogs. All of the content on the website is free. It's AlisaCoaches.com. A-L-I-S-A Coaches. C-O-A-C-H-E-S.com. I hope that this has been helpful and that it has clarified any sort of confusion that there may be in terms of the services that I offer. You guys take care of yourselves. Keep moving forward. Stay focused. Believe in yourselves. Okay? Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.